Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, and that number is 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I don't know where you live. We live in the Midwest here, upper Midwest, and we've been having a cycle of weird weather. Last week, we had temperatures below zero and 4 to 6 inches of snow, and this week, we are looking at temps approaching 50 degrees and lots of melting snow. Now, with this cycle in temperatures, of course, we've got something to deal with, one of those gremlins that we deal with every winter, and that is an ice dam. Ice dams are a result of a cycle of the snow melting during the day and building up and then refreezing at night, and the cycle continues and continues until you have a nice huge row of icicles that won't allow any further water to drain, has nowhere else to go, so it goes up underneath your shingles and into your home. I found this article from Money Crashers, and again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you have any listening later on, easy enough, just do the same. And on our blog in the upper right, you're going to see a search archives. Type in ice dam tips. It'll bring you to the article or bring you to the blog post for today's podcast with a link to the article from Money Crashers. Now, I'm only going to share a few things from the Money Crashers article because I want you to read the entire thing. Lots of good information on there on how to prevent and remove ice dams from your roof. First tip I want to share is rake it. Using a roof rake to remove snow right away while it's still fluffy is much easier than when the snow has become wet or hard from compacting. Snow rakes, they have telescoping handles, usually best for one-story homes. Two-story homes, you probably could reach the edge with some of the telescoping snow rakes. But if you've got a two-story home, highly recommend that you hire someone to come out and do it professionally to take that off of your roof. Snow rakes typically can run anywhere from $30 to $80 locally at your local home improvement store. Probably spend $40, $50. You can go on Amazon or Walmart.com and pick them up for about that price or maybe a little bit cheaper. So definitely consider raking it, especially when you've got a large amount of snow. 4 to 6 inches snow on your roof. Definitely want to get that on off there. Not only because of the ice dams, but also the weight of the ice and snow on your roof that can cause damage to the rafters, and that's a whole nother can of worms. So definitely look at raking your roof if at all possible. The second tip here is heat cables electrical heat tape, sometimes what they're called. Most home improvement stores do offer do-it-yourself kits with the electrical heated cables that run along your roof's edge to melt snow before ice can form. Now, the costs can vary depending on the size of your roof, the length of your roof. It all depends on, how much cabling you're going to need and how many junctions you're going to have to set up But those costs anywhere from the kits, the smaller kits on the low end are like $20-$30. The higher end kits are around $200. So definitely do your research before you go out and purchase something like that. But that's another option for you, is to get yourself some heat cables. Next tip I want to share is add insulation. Now, when they say add insulation, they mean improving the insulation in your attic. Okay. They don't mean just throwing down more insulation, because as the article states, just throwing insulation into your roof isn't going to help. What you need to do is you need to find the gaps where warm air is coming up from the home into the attic. So that would be around recesses for lighting, along the roof edge. Just make sure that you are able to fill all those gaps, readjust the insulation that's there, and then add more if needed. But you need to focus on the gaps where the warm air is leaking in. That's what you need to stop from getting into your attic. Now, what do you do if you've already got a ice dam? What do you do? Well, there's a few things you can do. One tip they have here is chip it. They recommend not using a claw hammer. Don't use a hatchet. What they recommend using is an ice pick or a rubber mallet. Now, an ice pick and rubber mallet, I could see you doing it on a warm day because, you know, the ice will be a little bit weaker and you'll be able to pound on it a little bit better to break it apart, or at least, at the very least, be able to break channels in the ice dam to allow water runoff to be able to run off your roof if you can't take the ice dam completely down. Don't use a hatchet or a claw hammer because those could damage the shingles and ultimately damage your roof. So that's not a good idea. They say use an ice pick. Be careful when using ice pick, of course, because you don't want to puncture your roof. But also a rubber mallet seems to be the safest way to go to protect your roof from any damage. Puckett, that's a term I came up with, Puckett. There are commercially available de-icers. They're in the size of like pucks or tabs, and those, you just throw them up on your roof, and they'll melt down and cause channels in that ice dam to allow water to run off. The article does say that you should read the instructions, read the labels on those products, because they could discolor the shingles on your roof, and also sensitive plants and shrubs could be affected by the chemicals that are raining down along with the melted ice and snow. And the last tip I want to share with you is socket. Going old school here, if you take an old sock or a pair of nylons and fill it up with the calcium carbonate ice melting stuff, and then lay them perpendicular on your roof, not horizontal, but perpendicular to allow channels along the ice dam to allow water to run off. That would be another option for you as well. The socks and the nylons, you know, you could tie a rope to the end of it and fling them up on your roof, and that way you can pull them down into position. And then when they're done, when all the ice or all the calcium carbonate is melted through, you'll be able to just use the rope, pull it right off, and refill it if you need to, or just leave it go. So that would be a cheap way. Go to the dollar store, get yourself some nylons. Go to the home improvement store, get yourself some calcium carbonate. Fill them up, tie up the open end, and fling them on your roof perpendicular to help create channels, again, in those ice dams to allow water to run off. Now, again, I only shared with you a few things from the article from Money Crashers. I want you to read the entire article. You can go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to our blog. If you're listening to this later on that blog in the upper right, there's a search archives. Just type in ice dam tips, and you'll be able to find the link to the, or you'll find the blog post with the link to the article. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakes, Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week on Let's Talk Insurance. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to this weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe, a very warm, and a very dry week. Take care.